You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com. It's whereas Montana's lands are vital for agricultural production and protecting the integrity of state ecosystems, and another whereas noxious weeds pose a serious economic and environmental threat to Montana. And whereas, and then whereas, and whereas, these are all very important, very legitimate. And now, therefore, I, Greg Gianforte, the governor of the state of Montana, do hereby proclaim June 6th through the 12th to be Noxious Weed Awareness Week in Montana, and encourage residents to participate in activities and events to promote knowledge and understanding of the threats posed by noxious weeds. Let's talk with our weed, our favorite weed people. Is that okay if we call you guys weed people? Is that wrong, Becky? Is that all right?
No, weed people fine, although now with the whole, legalizing of marijuana, it might have a different connotation.
You're right. I'll have to be careful about that, or not.
Yeah, they call me the county weed gal, so.
That's Jesse, you know. Right? And in Cotter County? The county,
yes, sir.
Yeah. How about you, Kellyanne? Kellyanne Morris from Ravalli County.
Yeah, I've sometimes threatened to just change the license plate out of my car to the weed queen, but then, like Becky said, things have changed. I don't know that would be the right thing to do.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you're right. Well, you guys are still weed people in my book. Thank you so much. Let's start. Becky Kington is the executive director of the Montana Weed Control Association. Kellyanne Morris, we've talked with her in the past, for Valley County Weed Coordinator, and then Jesse Scott over at Carter County. So we got the east, the west, and in the middle handling it all is Becky. Becky, thanks, and all of you, thanks for being here. Let's catch up to date first with you, Becky, about what do we got going on here? We've got this proclamation. It's Noxious Weed Awareness Week, and it's pretty important to continue this battle, isn't it?
It's super important. We asked our legislators, Marilyn Marler and Ken Walsh, if they would maybe help us out and see if we could get an official week established, and they did rather quickly. And it met with very little opposition in legislature, and boom, here we go. And it is for noxious weeds. It is not for invasive species, and all invasive species, all taxa. We wanted to make sure that we had a focus back on terrestrial weeds. Some of us feel that maybe the message has gotten a little lost with the invasive species focus, the aquatic focus on mussels and that in the legislative session these past years. So we're pretty excited to have a week dedicated for noxious weeds.
And I appreciate that, too, because I guess I'm going to be guilty of that. Well, I think about these aquatic invasive species all the time, because especially this time of year, we're battling them. We've got inspection stations here and there. Also, as important, and I think we've talked about some of the reasons, Kellyanne Morris, for the battle against these weeds. But talk about in the Bitterroot area specifically, what's some of the damage that you're seeing there by these noxious weeds?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of new invaders coming in, as like probably the rest of the state of Montana. We've got a lot of people moving in through all the changes that's been happening over the last couple of years. The amount of people that are wanting to have land visits and know what weeds are out there, it's threefold what we were last year, this time last year, with all the new people coming in. But here's the other side of that, is that they are also bringing weeds with them from other places that they are coming from. You know, you've got folks from Utah, Texas, California, the list goes on across the United States. And a lot of those states all have weeds that we aren't dealing with as invasives here yet. But as these new invasives come in, it's something that all of us here in Montana are going to have to be concerned about and worried about, and do our job to educate people here to know that they can be bad.
Well, let me follow up on that. So there's a lot of people moving in. I'm sure that's happening a lot in Carter County as well, but probably not to the extent there in the Bitterroot.
Yeah.
So what are they bringing with them? I mean, it's unbeknownst to them, I would presume.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest concerns that we have here is yellow star thistle. It's in states completely surrounding us. And, you know, if that's one of those plants that gets a foothold here in Montana, we're gonna have a heck of a time trying to get that under control. It impacts our ground so much. You know, as everybody is working on the price of groceries, when you go to the grocery store, you know, stuff goes up. We need to protect our grounds to grow our groceries for ourselves and for our animals. And every time a weed is out there, it's taking the place of something that's good that can grow for our wildlife, our livestock, and for us. So it's just super important that we don't let all of these bad plants come in, and we let Montana's native plants take over and work and grow as they should through with our climate.
Over to Carter County, Jesse Scott, give us an update on weeds in your area, your district, and in north and then southeastern Montana.
Well, thanks, Tom, for having us on. In Carter County, fortunately, we're not having the influx of people like western Montana is. But, you know, over here, we are scorching temperatures here the past few weeks and little rain. So we're just, you know, bad. Any weed right now is a bad weed because it's going to take away from any forage for our cattle and stuff that are our sheep in this country. One thing we've noticed a big influx of here lately is Ventinata. I don't know if you've heard, you know, that being talked about. It's one of those winter annual grasses, and that's something that we're starting to see over here. And it's kind of funny when you kind of look at the map of where, like, and the differences between eastern Montana and western Montana of the weeds that we have. You know, some of what we consider new invaders, you know, are just kind of there over in western Montana, and they're just, you know, just managing them and probably not going to eradicate, as everybody would love to do. And so right now, our big problem over here we're worrying about is Ventinata. With the drought that we got going on, grass is scarce, and we don't need something else choking what we have out and our native range out at for a forage that, you know, our livestock can't eat.
Yeah. Look, I got a headline breakup coming, and then we'll come back and talk about this ongoing fight. The new tech that's in there, maybe how COVID-19, that pandemic might have set you back. Want to get a reaction on that as well, as we are with our noxious weederators. I guess I'll go with that. Becky Kington, Kellyanne Morris, and Jesse Scott here on Voices of Montana. Another whereas from the governor's proclamation here. Every citizen in Montana can help stop the spread of noxious weeds and preserve our Montana way of life. We are with our noxious weederators. I know that doesn't make sense either, but I'll keep working on it. Becky Kington, Kellyanne Morris from Ravalli County, Jesse Scott from Carter County, and Becky is the executive director of the Montana Weed Control Association. Becky, I want to start with you in this. It'll be a short segment here, but as it says there, every citizen can help stop the spread. I'm telling on myself all the time because I don't know what a weed looks like out in our wild. I mean, sometimes it almost all looks like weeds. Are we getting more educated when it comes to spotting these things and reporting these things as a citizenry?
Oh, mercy. I don't know how to answer that one.
Well, if the answer is no, it's plain no. I mean, I'm guilty.
Yeah, I mean, we have some great education programs happening in various counties across the state, really, and you know, some are more active than others about that. And so, it's a tough sell. I mean, we've been on your show before talking before about how, you know, when it comes to causes, you know, the kittens and the puppies who need homes or, you know, all sorts of really, really, emotional causes that want to tug at your heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
Weeds is not one of those.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah. Let me ask that same thing. We've got like about, you know, 45 seconds each. Kellyanne, are the folks in western Montana getting more and more educated on this and recognizing these weeds?
I believe that through our education programs, we are gaining stride. We're offering classes all the time. But here's the situation. Weeds have to affect you in some fashion in order for you to seek out information about them.
Yeah.
If they don't affect you at all, you're not looking for that. Life is so busy, so many other irons in the fire with folks nowadays just trying to make a living and make it through, that if the weeds don't affect them, they're not going to seek out that information and kind of turn a blind eye to them until they become affected by them. So hopefully we can affect everybody with them.
I get that. Good point. Jesse Scott over in Carter County, agricultural country. I think your constituents over there are probably a little more aware and a little more proactive, are they? Yeah.
Yep, they are. And, you know, I was going to say when you asked that question, I think it depends on where you are in your population. You know, we have a smaller population. I interact with a lot more of the people in our county than, say, somebody in a higher populated area. And, you know, we're going to talk face-to-face and, they're just going to get more out of it and care a little more because over here it's affecting the bottom line, their pocket, you know.
Very much so. It
depends on where you're at.
Let's another breakup coming here, and then we'll come on back and talk about new technology. I think is helping, as I understand, chatting with Becky yesterday, they're using drones to get after it. Kind of cool stuff. We'll come on back with our noxious weed aerators today here on Voices of Montana.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
So good to have you joining us today. Yes, we are talking weeds. We're talking Medusa head and leafy spurge and knotweed complex and hound's tongue. And some of these actually don't sound like weeds, like hound's tongue. Yeah, and Canadian thistle. Yep. There's a whole list here. Go to the Montana Weed Control Association website, mtweed.org, and to find out more information as we chat with Becky Kington, Executive Director of the Montana Weed Control Association, Kellyanne Morris, the Valley County Weed Coordinator, and Jesse Scott from Carter County, East West, and then right in the middle with Becky. Again, thank you guys for being here. I really like you guys, really enjoy talking, you know, as we do, and we need to do this throughout the summer a little more because I now's the time, now's a good time. Becky, I want to talk about this list a little bit. Is it growing? Is it shrinking? Where are we at with, you know, our weed control?
It's not growing or shrinking. How's that?
Okay.
Which is, I guess, a good thing. The Montana Department of Agriculture has a listing committee that you can petition to put weeds on the non-Montana state list. And they had, I want to say, I think two, maybe three petitioned last time, but they didn't move forward with it. So all that information can be found at Montana Department of Agriculture under the noxious weed portion.
Kellyanne, what does it take to get weeds on the list and weeds off the list?
Well, first of all, to get weeds off the list, something very hard to do, we have done, actually, is to not have any of it in our state anymore or not allowing it to, or it not causing any problems. To get weeds on the list, like Becky said, it has to go through this whole committee. We've got researchers, scientists, landowners, agencies, all people are involved. They sit on this committee and they decide if it is a bad enough plant or causing enough detrimental harm to our lands that they decide to list it. It cannot be native plants. They have to be invasive. But I think the last plant we got added was the Ventanata grass, and Jesse might be able to help with that one.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Yep. No, it was Ventanata was the last one listed. We had two plants petitioned this spring, Scotch thistle and puncture vine, which were decided against ultimately to list.
Let me ask you, Jesse, how did the pandemic affect Carter County and other areas, the ability to attack weeds last year and into this year?
You know, here in Carter County, things went on as usual. We were actually one of the last counties in Montana and one of the last in the nation as well to get COVID in our county. So things kind of went business as usual for a while, and then it hit. I think across Montana, just, you know, kind of getting the workforce and just being able to get people to work for you. And then, you know, we're weed people. We're out in the field, so, you know, you're socially distanced anyhow. It's hard not to be in Montana. But I think what we're seeing now is that, you know, carrying over into this year is that finding the labor to the seasonal help that we need, these weed districts need. We just can't get them. We just can't find the people that want to work.
Becky, is that a statewide problem?
I'm having trouble hearing her. Finding workers, is
yeah,
that what?
Right, labor pool, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing that all across the state. From, you know, many counties are actually having to look at contracting out with commercial applicators now because they just can't find the seasonal help.
Go ahead, Kellyanne.
Yep, we're in the same boat over here on the western side of the state. You know, our wages for working weeds are not that great across the state. We don't get paid like a lot of other folks do. Sometimes I think we have a thankless job out there, but finding those employees is nearly impossible. So we're working lots of extra hours and scraping by the best that we can. And I'm just hoping that we don't see the effects from this up and down the line for the next several years. You know, every time a weed goes to seed, those seeds can remain viable in the soil for many years. So we could see the effects of this for years to come if we can't get some help.
That's Kellyanne Morris, for Valley County Weed Coordinator, Carter County Weed Coordinator Jesse Scott also with us. Back to Becky Kington, the Executive Director of the Montana Weed Control Association. Dealing with a labor pool, I think everybody in Montana is having issues getting good workers or enough workers. And I know that sets the program back a little bit, but you and I chatted a little bit about how drones now may be kind of taking up that slack.
Well, not quite yet. Montana's a little behind the eight ball on that one, and we have a weed coordinator down in Pocatello who's been using drones for several years now and spraying a lot of weeds in pretty tough areas. You'd never get people to pull hose. You can't have a helicopter because of the interstate traffic. So it's worked very well for him. But my understanding is that Montana regulations are a little more stringent, I guess, and trying to, you know, spray herbicide with a drone, it has a whole bunch of aerial ramifications with it. We are starting to get, I want to say we have like two or three applicators in our state that can use drones right now, but they're being used for some mosquito control. I know they are in Flathead County, but drones are expensive. You have to, you know, learn how to fly them, and you have to go through all the hoops with regulations to actually use them. So we're not there yet, Tom, but I think it's on the horizon.
Well, and I think that'll be, well, I guess it's one method. Kellyanne Morris, do you think that'll be an effective method, or would you rather have people on the ground being able to apply the applications?
Well, the technology that we have nowadays with these drones, the cameras, what you're able to be able to see, you know, from sitting at the truck or roadside or field side and run this drone, I mean, it saves a lot of energy and effort out there. And I'd like to think that, you know, drones are kind of like those video games when you're out there flying them, that our kids that are growing up nowadays with all this technology are going to really enjoy using these drones, and I think they're going to work well for us. There's a lot of locations in Montana you just can't get to on foot, and those are where weeds are taking over, where we're not able to work. And so I think it's coming up. We're gonna get a lot done with drones, and I think we're gonna get more people excited about weed control when you have something as cool as a drone.
I know. So. Yeah, and it makes sense too. Jesse, wanted to go to you. Carter County, what are you guys doing this week? I mean, it's been proclaimed Noxious Weed Awareness Week. Just talk about some of the events.
Well, other than trying not to burn up outside, we've been I've been working mainly with landowners and some education stuff with them, one-on-one. We're kind of a smaller area, you know, and we don't have the summer program's going for kids, so it's kind of hard for us to do it. So we have to have an approach at a different angle and kind of work in one-on-one and more social media and newspaper kind of stuff. One old school.
Yeah, I get you. Becky Kington, Adopt a Trailhead Weed Pull. This is going on in Helena. I want to get the message out there. The old shooting range trailhead from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Bring your gloves and your weeding tools. There's still there's some activities that people can actually get involved in that are hands-on that are still heart and soul for Montana.
Absolutely. You know, we've worked together with the Montana Noxious Weed Education Campaign, Chantel Frame Martin with the Department of Ag and Jasmine Reamer, in trying to pull together a resource packet, which can be found on our website with all sorts of links and information. We're focusing on new invaders this week. We have the gun raffle drawing for the MWCA every day around 2. There's just a whole lot of activity, and I would encourage folks to contact their local county weed district and see if they've got anything happening. I know in Fallon County, I think there's a noxious weed coloring contest going on for the kids through their program.
How about you, Beck? Kellyanne.
Yep, we've been working with the 4th grade farm fairs, 6th grade conservation districts now that school's out. Now we're starting to do those weed pulls and education classes. For landowners to learn how to spray weeds properly, how to calibrate their equipment and identify what plants they do have. And like Jesse said, we're using that social media platform and doing Weed of the Week articles in our local papers. We're just doing everything we can to try to get that information out there.
Boy, I sure appreciate that. Again, this Adopt a Trailhead weed pull is tomorrow from the Department of Agriculture, the old shooting range trailhead. So things like that, when you're getting out there and getting on the ground and as people think and you know about doing something maybe even different, but doing something for their communities, this is one way to do it. Bring gloves and wedding weeding tools. And then root beer floats are going to be provided on this one. I mean,
yeah,
I know. That's what I want after I'm out there pulling weeds, and I've done my share too. Hey, thank you, guys.
And, you know,
go ahead, Jesse.
I was going to say, in manual labor pulling weeds, it instills a hatred for them things.
Yeah, that's right. And you kind of got to have that. Like Becky and Kellyanne were saying, you know, when it gets personal, that's when you kind of get after it. And it is personal to all of us in Montana. That's Jesse Scott from Carter County, Kellyanne Morris for Valley County, and Becky Kington, the executive director of the Montana Weed Control Association. Weederators all. Thank you, gals, for being here. Take care, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.